Thank you, Mr. President. As we set out during consideration of this item at committee and in line with the intervention just now from Canada, although the UK government is committed to supporting the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals and places a very high priority on providing the poorest people in the world with clean water and sanitation, we regretfully have had to dissociate ourselves from consensus on this resolution. This is because the UK does not believe that a right to sanitation currently exists under international human rights law. The UK does recognise a right to clean drinking water as an element of the right to everyone to an adequate standard of living, although not as a standalone right. The UK recognises human rights that have a clear basis in international human rights law. This is important so that each state can be aware of what obligations they owe to people in their countries and each individual can know what their rights are. Currently, although the UK is clear that inadequate sanitation has a very negative impact on the protection of human rights, for example, the rights of everyone to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health, no international human rights instrument includes the right to sanitation. There is also no internationally agreed definition of what such a right would comprise. Our legal position and our dissociation from this resolution do not affect the importance we ascribe to adequate sanitation and the justified concerns about drinking water, sanitation and hygiene that lie behind this resolution. Likewise, the passing of this resolution does not change our legal position in regard to our non-recognition of the right to sanitation. Thank you very much.